It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today we're going to be talking about praying Christmas, just 2 days away from the beautiful holy day of Christmas. And maybe the question for all of us as Advent winds down is, how's your prayer life? In the midst of what might be the craziness of the season, have you been able to stay focused on the Lord and the meaning of what we are about to celebrate? Or maybe not, but today we're going to look at our prayer life and talk about what it means to pray Christmas. Here to help us look at our prayer life this Christmas, our spiritual director back with us once again, Father Mark Barron. Father Mark is a priest with the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, parochial administrator for Our Lady of Peace Catholic Church, that in Darien, Illinois. Father Mark, one of our regular contributors on The Inner Life. Father Mark Barron, great to have you back. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Chuck, and as always, it's great to be back on the show.
And looking forward to it, we're going to open up our phone lines as we do every day. We'll get into a little bit of Christmas prayer memories today as well. We invite you to maybe share something of that in your life with us on the program today. And but how do you pray Christmas? We'll talk about that and get those phone lines open in just a moment. But Father Mark Barron, let's get started. So give us an overview. What might you suggest in terms of what should our prayer life look like at Christmas?
That's a good question. I think that the prayer life during Christmas kind of reflects the mystery that we will hear proclaimed at the Masses, and that's one of kind of silence, pondering, adoration. I think those are kind of the primary dispositions of heart that are exemplified in the mysteries, from the shepherd's adoration of the Christ child to Our Lady's pondering of this mystery as well. And it's really in those dispositions of heart, this pondering, this silence, this notion of adoration really fosters this receiving of the mystery that we are celebrating, because we have to remember, whenever we enter into a liturgical celebration of anything, you know, we are trying to make the mystery present again in our life. We're not just going back and like, oh, thinking about that and, you know, days gone by and remember when, 2,000 years ago. No, we're trying to take 2,000 years ago and therefore the mystery of the birth of Christ and make it present to us now so that we can enter into that mystery and allow that mystery to influence and impact our life. And the best way to do that is through this notion of silence and adoration and this pondering, because that's really is what at the heart, that's what's at the heart of the Christmas mystery, is that God hasn't decided to enter into human existence here on earth, and God becoming man is just a mystery that is just meant for us to behold and to ponder, and ultimately through this pondering to receive and allow it to impact our life. Because sometimes our hearts are very complicated, and we try to distract ourselves, and we try to block, in one sense, this confrontation with God. Because when the Lord comes into our life, He wants to bring change to our life, and sometimes that makes us uncomfortable. Because as the light of the world, He shines light in areas of our heart, hearts that we would rather not have it shined in. So those are just some ideas or some thoughts about really interiorly preparing and praying the Christmas mystery.
Father Mark Barron is our spiritual director on The Inner Life today, looking at praying Christmas. Let's open up our phone lines. Sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Toll-free number if you'd like to join us on the program, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But your prayer life, how's it going for you right now? And what, if anything, are you going to do to pray Christmas? And the other part of this is, when have you taken the time to really pray at Christmas, and also that Christmas prayer memory that still speaks to you today. I've got one we'll try to share with you in the program today, but that Christmas prayer memory for you. Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, and again, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Mark, we should probably make the point here, and I know we know this, but there's a lot of people thinking Christmas is just December 25th. There's a whole season, and we can pray all the way through January 12th, can't we?
We can, because the Christmas season actually begins with the celebration of the Christmas mystery, the Christmas Mass, or the Vigil, and it goes until the Sunday after Epiphany. So, yes, the Christmas season is just beginning, and as a matter of fact, we can even get more specific and say that Christmas Day doesn't just last December 25th, but because we celebrate it as an octave of days, meaning 8 days, that means we celebrate the solemnity of Christmas for 8 straight days. It begins on December 25th and ends on January 1st with the celebration of the solemnity of the motherhood of God, the motherhood of Mary, or Mary, the mother of God, I should say. And so that's also important for us to see, that we have the opportunity to enter into this great Christmas mystery in a very special way liturgically for 8 straight days. And this is important, and I want to kind of reflect here, because I think that, you know, and I just got done saying how, you know, the best way to enter into Christmas is, you know, silence and adoration and pondering. And probably this time of year is probably one of those times of the years that least fosters silence, adoration, and pondering because of the busyness, right? And because I know that you were getting at, Chuck, in that question, how the world celebrates Christmas really from the Friday after Thanksgiving until December 25th. And we have this, quote, notion of the holiday spirit and shopping and Christmas parties and music and things like that. And all those are fine, but it tends to be just a very stressful time of year because there's so much stuff to do. And so, you know, so much stuff to do where people forget that, well, we're in the Advent season, and Advent is meant to prepare us to celebrate Christmas. And then during the Christmas time, you know, again, we are very concerned with getting together with family and friends and vacations and stuff like that, and those are fine too. But it's just, I'm just reflecting for myself how difficult it is to really take that time to be silent, to ponder, to adore, to enter into that Christmas mystery in a really fruitful way. So this for me, the Christmas mystery, this Christmas season, is such a gift that God gives us, but I think it's a very underestimated gift, and it's a gift that we as human beings struggle to enter into it, to reap the fruit from it, because of the nature of our society, the nature of our culture, especially in the 21st century.
Mm. Yeah, and then Father Mark, as a Marianist, as the parochial administrator at Our Lady of Peace Catholic Church in Darien, Illinois, how do you try to prepare Christmas? I mean, it's busy. I know it is. It's for all of us. But as the parish priest, the parochial administrator, things have to get a little bit crazy for you. How do you kind of tamp down the busyness and really try to enter into the mystery, as you talk about, the mystery of Christmas?
I mean, the priest always has the advantage, because we preach, we're always going to have a keener attention to the liturgical texts and the readings, especially because that's what we preach on. So by our very vocation or job, if you will, we are trying to ponder that mystery. But for myself, what I try to do is I try to take the Advent season I try to take Advent as serious as I can. In other words, I try to understand Advent as a penitential season, as it's meant to be understood. As we know, Advent is understood as like a little Lent. You know, we're all familiar with the 40 days of Lent as a preparation for the celebration of the Paschal mystery, and, you know, trying to do something in the areas of prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. Well, I try to do something like that in my life during Advent, specifically trying to just enter into the Advent season, and in that preparation for Advent, that helps me to get ready for Christmas. One of the things I typically try to do during the Advent season, because again, one of the themes of Christmas is silence, is I try to limit my internet surfing or what I do on the internet. I basically cut out the TV, sports or whatever, and just really try to have more opportunities for just silence, which it can be difficult, but I find that it's also very, very purifying for me and good for me to help to draw me back into what the season is about. And also, one of the things I do is I don't allow Christmas decorations to pop up in my rectory or over at our school until a later time in Advent, just to keep the focus on Advent as that time of preparation. Because I think it's important to recognize that when we're speaking about preparing for Christmas, we can't speak about that, or when we speak about celebrating Christmas, we can't speak about that separately from the Advent time, which is the time of preparation for Christmas. I think they both go hand in hand. The other thing I want to say is, even with that Advent preparation, it has been traditionally harder for me to fully enter into the Christmas mystery, because usually I'm going home. You know, we have back when I lived in D.C. and I was in our house of formation, we had a pretty full day on Christmas Day, and then the next day I would pretty much take off to go home for about a week or 10 days. And when you're at home, there's a lot of busyness there. But I can say that, I mean, one of the things that keeps me grounded, at least in prayerfulness during that time, is I've committed since really probably back in my seminary days to follow the example of Fulton Sheen and to do a holy hour every day, so that I'm getting some good Jesus time, you know, before his presence every day. So that always helps me to at least maintain some type of focus on the Christmas mystery. Maybe not like I would want to or maybe should, but it helps me to remain engaged in that way.
Father Mark Barron, our spiritual director, talking today about praying Christmas. What do you do to pray Christmas, and that Christmas memory for you? What is that? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We'll be right back.